Okay, Jared, thanks so much for meeting with me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
And as we sit here, we're looking a few weeks out to EDUCOST 2024 in San Antonio, Texas. Wanting to make sure to get some preview content, to get some idea for our readers and our listeners what they can expect if they're going to be flying down to Texas or if they're going to be following along online. I know there's some online sessions, but start off, maybe you can talk a little bit about your session and the idea of IT policy in the year 2024.
Certainly. Well, thank you for asking. Yes, we make a point every year at the annual conference of reviewing the major policy issues that have affected the EDUCOST community or have the potential to affect the EDUCOST community. And this has been a particularly eventful year in a number of areas. Specifically, we found ourselves surprisingly pulled into the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's proposed cyber incident reporting regulations. Now, those aren't final, but putting together our community's views on those issues and our concerns about how higher education was pulled into that process and what it might mean for colleges and universities led to probably the longest set of public comments I've ever written. If you would like the short version, and I highly recommend it, you know, come to the session. But in addition, the Department of Justice earlier this year released its final regulations for web and mobile app accessibility under the Americans with Disabilities Act Title II, which affects state and local government entities, which just happens to include all public colleges and universities. And these are tremendously impactful regulations. And of course, there's no reason to expect that they're going to stop with public institutions. We fully expect DOJ in the coming year to move forward with extending those regulations to private entities, which would include private nonprofit colleges, universities, and also the Department of Education has its own IT accessibility requirements under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. So a lot to talk about in that space as well. And then finally, research cybersecurity has been a very active issue space this year, leading up to the release of research cybersecurity program guidelines by the Office of Science and Technology Policy just a few weeks ago. So it's been a very busy time. And we have to figure out how we're going to fit all this into 45 minutes, but we think we're up to the challenge.
As usual, the toughest part is ending the conversation at an end of a session. Let me ask you this. Now, you know, for our readers and for our listeners who are intent on attending, or they're going to follow up, or they're looking at your research report, that reports that you put out through the year, and look at the work that you're doing, how can they feel that they are a kind of a part of that? Seeing sometimes when you look at federal policy, or you talk about Washington, or you talk about, you know, various policies that are being dropped or legislations that are going to be affected, as an individual or as an executive in an institution, it's like, how can I kind of play a part in that? Or is this just something that we just need to be aware is happening, whether we like it or not?
Well, you know, I think it operates at two levels. One, when the EDUCOST policy team, which is comprised of myself and our external advisors, when we look at the different issues that might impact our members, we really go to our member community groups for input and insight. You know, by necessity, we're generalists. We have to watch for issues that can impact IT and higher education across the board, and then ask our members who have specific expertise in those areas to help us refine our understanding and determine what the appropriate responses should be. So I mentioned previously the web and mobile app accessibility regulations. When we were preparing our original comments on those regulations when they were a proposed rule last year, you know, we specifically asked our IT accessibility community group to help provide input on what the proposed rules might mean for institutional priorities and activities around compliance with those accessibility requirements. Similarly, when I mentioned that was still at this point a proposed set of cyber incident reporting requirements from the federal government, we asked our cybersecurity community groups, our CISOs, our research cybersecurity community group, and so forth, to help us understand what do these requirements mean for them as people who would ultimately have to live with them and help their institutions live with them. And so, when we talk about these issues at the conference, we're providing an overview in many cases of the input and perspective that we glean from our community in trying to present a unified perspective.
So you're acting as an intermediary almost, or just a vessel for members of the EDUCAUSE community who have these concerns. Again, when you talk about kind of like what the status is when it comes to the Disabilities Act, you're taking the community's concerns and using them in your work the other way. This isn't just a one-way street.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, on the front end, we're bringing to our members issues of concern and asking for them to help us ensure that we get their perspective and understand how these issues are going to impact their institutions. And then, in conference sessions like the one I mentioned, we're helping to inform those members who may not participate in those discussions what the points and positions that our community took on these issues were and why we took them.
Yeah. So as we speak here, we're a few weeks out, as I mentioned. When the event itself is occurring, we're looking at probably, 10 days before a major presidential election. when it comes, how does that affect your work and the work of policy? On the one hand, it might seem like it's pretty far away from the nitty gritty of the actual hardcore politics that are happening. But at the same time, it must be tough to kind of prognosticate on what's going to happen in December. Can you talk a little bit about how your work changes and how the policy work changes in an election year?
Well, obviously the different candidates have different priorities, and you can anticipate some differences in what their agendas are going to be should they win. Talking about the accessibility regulations, right now, we just have the rules for state and local government entities, so affecting our public college and university members. And yet, those similar regulations to address places of public accommodation, which would be include our private nonprofit colleges and universities, those have yet to come. And we know from the Trump administration that occurred a few years ago, when that administration took office, they largely put all accessibility regulatory processes on hold for the duration of the administration. So there's reason to think that if there's a second Trump administration, we could see the regulatory process focusing on places of public accommodation put on hold. And we could also see some effort potentially to revisit the rulemaking that was done around state and local government entities. In addition, the Department of Education under the Biden administration announced a couple of years ago its intention to update its IT accessibility requirements under Section 504. Well, that process hasn't started yet. And so if there's a Trump administration, that may be something that never occurs, at least not during the course of that administration. On the flip side, if there's a Harris administration, there's every reason to think that those accessibility rulemaking processes would move forward and that we would ultimately see a really comprehensive set of web and mobile app accessibility regulations that would impact EDUCAUSE members in general.
And I would say that irrespective of even during a presidential election, because even during a global pandemic, that cybersecurity remain to be a top priority, a top concern for our readers and listeners, and I'm sure for your community as well. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about the work that you saw in the state of play in terms of that research cybersecurity issues. And maybe there's one aspect that you might be able to prognosticate for 2025, give our folks a little bit of a sneak peek of where your insights see that going.
Sure. And actually, before we leave differences between potential administrations, cybersecurity is a space where we would anticipate rulemaking to continue irrespective of whether there's a Trump administration or a Harris administration. So here I'm specifically thinking about the fact that the Department of Education has proposed a rulemaking to implement cybersecurity requirements for controlled and classified information, or CUI, to encompass student financial aid data. And that's currently on the agenda for the release of a rulemaking notice this October. So it's possible that we could show up at San Antonio and have a new proposed set of cybersecurity regulations that would impact every college and university that receives a federal student aid funding in hand. I don't think that's likely to happen, even though they have it scheduled for October. My guess is that given the other issues that they're grappling with, as well as the pending election, that we won't see that rulemaking notice until sometime early next year. But whether we have a Republican or a Democratic administration, there are specific reasons why that rulemaking simply has to happen at some point in the near future. And so we're going to see in 2025 at least a proposed set of new cybersecurity requirements that are going to, as I said, impact every college and university in the country. On the research cybersecurity side, similarly, the original focus on research security came via the what's called the National Security Presidential Memorandum 33, or NSPM 33.
That trips off the tongue.
It does. It just flows. It's Shakespearean. But that was released right at the end of the Trump administration and presented a new policy framework for enhancing the security of research at U.S. colleges and universities, as well as related research centers. And the Biden administration continued with that and released an initial set of research security guidelines, research security program guidelines. So the idea is that the Office of Science and Technology Policy would tell federal funding agencies, here are the parameters for research security programs at your institutions that receive funding from you that you are going to have them implement in order for those institutions to be able to participate in your grant competitions. And so they released that initial set of recommendations. We provide feedback alongside a number of other associations. And just earlier this year, earlier this summer, actually, OSTP released its final research security program guidelines, which include research cybersecurity guidelines, which related to a NIST report on research cybersecurity resources that, again, EDUCAUSE and its membership worked to provide input into. And so, given the fact that this process started under the Trump administration, has continued under the Biden administration, there's every reason to think that that's simply going to move forward regardless of whether there's a Trump or Harris administration. And, institutions that play a significant role in federal research funding are going to have to implement cybersecurity programs for their research areas that fit those guidelines.
It's nice to hear about some nonpartisan government activity. That's great stuff. And hugely important, obviously, not to make light of it. Well, Jared, as always, I really appreciate your time and your insights. This conversation has me jazzed for the event itself. As always, EDUCAUSE is a highlight for eCampus News, where we get the latest and greatest that's happening in your world. So look forward to seeing you in San Antonio.
Absolutely. I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, originally, which is just down the road from San Antonio. So I'm looking forward to going near home for a bit.
Fantastic. Thanks again.
Thank you.